This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with a new series, a four-part series, on another topic related to trauma. The title of the series is Vicarious Trauma, All the Pain and None of the Experience, if you will. And I'm looking at secondary stress disorders. This is kind of an interesting topic. I was asked to speak on this to a group of folks who were serving in a very difficult place. And while they were not directly experiencing trauma, they were experiencing symptoms of secondary stress. And so I was asked to speak to them, and I thought the topic was interestingly and useful for us here. And so I'm going to be going over that over the next four sessions. I'm going to talk today about definitions and why this might be important for all of us. Then I'm going to talk about symptoms, both in terms of what we experience individually and what we might experience as part of an organization. And then I'm going to spend the last two sessions talking about treatment. So here we go. Secondary stress disorder is the natural, consequent, or follow-up behaviors and emotions resulting from knowing about a traumatizing event experienced by a significant other. In this case, the significant others can be family members, organization members, or people that you're working with as part of your job as a caregiver. This is all occurring under the whole arena of vicarious trauma, which is the experience of bearing witness to the atrocities committed to another, period. In most cases, secondary stress is experienced by caregivers who are doing things like debriefing or people who are simply around where other people have been hurt. Often, first responders, those people that respond first in a crisis or trauma, are the most obvious people who experience this. However, I have discovered that people can experience this no matter where they are. And it relates to a lot of things like our previous history of trauma. In other words, does this trigger issues that arise in us? And our current mental health. In other words, how healthy are we? Period. This is a difficult problem that I think goes unrecognized in a lot of arenas. And it goes unrecognized because the natural assumption is that only people who directly experience things are the ones who are in need of help. And what this says is that no, probably at some point, almost everyone who touches people or who are in stressful experiences and see some of these triggers happen, these people are going to be in need of, perhaps, care. So this isn't about identifying more victims out there and me saying, aha, as a psychologist, there's more people for me to help. It's about recognizing that in our normal daily life and work, we could be finding ourselves experiencing secondary stress issues. So is that something that I need to be afraid of? No, I don't think we need to be afraid of life. I don't anticipate that I'm trying to get you to being afraid of life. But I think we need to recognize that this could mean that we may find ourselves more needy at times, particularly as a result of some of what we're doing, than we would otherwise consider. For those of us that have a fairly good maintenance approach to our life and say that we need to have checkups and we need to perform routine maintenance and we need to have a holiday and we need to take a Sabbath and we need to do all those things to take care of ourselves, this isn't anything new. It's just something to think about and say, oh, that could be a secondary stress symptom that I need to address. For those of us that think we're super people, that we don't need to stop, we don't need to take care of ourselves, we don't need to find balance in life and work, well, then maybe this is one more thing that we need to be paying attention to, because if we don't manage it, it will probably manage us. So today I want to think with you through your past. How you doing? How you been doing? Is life been a series of crises that you have to manage and that you've recovered from or that you're recovering from? Probably that catches most of us. But it's our recovery that concerns me. If your recovery is focused on denial, avoidance, running away, that probably isn't the most effective recovery strategy. I'm looking for people who recognize that they've been through a lot and that they are wounded in some way, and that's okay. You know, this woundedness stuff, I think, is really a good model as long as we don't become defined by our history of woundedness. That's what I call professionalizing our victimhood. I like to work with people to get them to the point that they see that they're really survivors in the process of continuing to survive. It's a big distinction for me. Maybe some people don't appreciate it, but it really resonates well with me. So I'm going to talk with you about your past. What's been going on? What sorts of things have happened to you? I make no secret of the fact that I was abused as a child. Perhaps you've heard me on previous radio programs state that fact. I also talk about it when I'm speaking publicly as well. That's all it was. It's a memory right now. It's something that is in there that I can call back. I don't necessarily re-experience any trauma around it, but it is something that says to me, that's an issue that I need to be aware of. I also have experienced depressive episodes. I've experienced pain and loss. I've experienced high anxiety. I've even been the recipient of physical beatings by people who were very mad at who I was and I stood for and what I represented. All of that is there, right there. I can recall it. I can talk about it. I can use it to process things with people. Since I'm on the far side of it, the risk for me is that I will tend to demean or belittle the experience or act as if it is something that can be gotten through very easily. So when I work with people who have more recently experienced things like that, I have to be careful to allow them their own journey. But at the same time, I do come at approach this as it's something that we can get through. There is another side. There is growth after trauma, and I encourage people to look for that. If that's where you are in this journey, secondary stress is not something to be afraid of. It's simply something to look at, to understand, to recognize, and to manage when you become aware of it. So throughout this thing, I think I want you to recognize that this isn't something to be afraid of. This is something to manage. It's something to ask other people to help you be aware of. Because once again, there's nothing so helpful as to have a group of journey people who are on the same journey, who are mentors, who are advisors, who are encouragers, whatever role they play with you, who can help you recognize when you need to address things in your life. As we go through this time, I'm going to want probably to be referring to these people and giving you hints about how they can help you at specific points. And I think it's something that can be very useful. And secondary stress can then move from that thing which we don't know about or that catches us, blindsides us, to something that we can use in our community of caring. And we can grow with each other closer together, and we can continue on our journey. So I'm going to stop there and encourage you to identify this week people in your life that can be part of your caring community. In the best of all worlds, it would be people that can be compassionate, that can be encouraging, that can be accepting, and people that can be confronting, because I think that's part of our caring community as well. So you go identify those people, and I'll get back to you next time. Talk to you then.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. we invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.